Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back. 23 after. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, take the poll question, check out the new video, etc., etc. The Four Disciplines of Execution is the new book by Chris McChesney, Sean Covey, and Jim Hewling. Those three guys have written this excellent book. Chris is with our guest. Chris, thanks again for hanging out with us. Can you tell us how we can get the book and where we can find you guys?
Absolutely. Four Disciplines of Execution on Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. And also, we have a great new website. You can get on, watch the case study videos, learn about it. It's called 4DXBook.com.
4DXBook.com. All right. So check that out, folks. Chris, quick little analogy that I've used over the years with my clients years ago and now with my small business audience. You're in a boat. You're by yourself. You're taking on water. It's a pretty good sized ship. You're leaking water, or you're taking on water, I should say. And you got a bilge pump, but it doesn't work. You can fix the bilge pump, but in the time that it takes to fix the bilge pump, you're going to take on an uncomfortable amount of water. But if you fix the bilge pump, you won't have to bail. But if you start bailing, you won't be uncomfortable. But how long can you bail? So when I think about what you talk about in the Four Disciplines of Execution, it's taking the time to be uncomfortable with a little extra water to fix this device that could help my company, my boat, long term, even though I'm a little uncomfortable with this water I'm taking on. What do you think?
Where were you when we were writing the book? That would have been a fantastic way to start.
I was interviewing Stephen Covey.
Where were you? Right? Maybe when the soft cover comes out, we'll start with the boat. And actually, that is a perfect way to capture really the essence of the book and the whole dilemma, because the ability to execute strategy is like the energy required to fix the bilge pump, but you're never allowed to do that with your sole energy and attention because the water keeps coming in through the holes.
And you're not disciplined. And the question is, will you be disciplined enough to focus on the thing that will be good for your company long term, not just short term?
Yeah, it's a perfect analogy. And the disciplines really are not about bailing the boat. The disciplines are about how do you fix that bilge pump while the water's coming in. And that's a perfect match for really 10 years worth of work. We didn't write this book and then kind of go out and play with the concept. We played with the concepts for a decade, tweaked it, and we didn't invent these principles. These principles have been around. This is really tuned on how do you apply them.
Talk to us about how you keep score and how you keep accountability.
Yeah, that's the third discipline, and it's a really critical one. It's where a lot of this comes together. We found that in business leaders like to create coaches' scoreboards, spreadsheets with lots of what we call lag data for the purpose of business analysis, and that's great for the leaders, but it's not great for the players. And the purpose of the scoreboards that we talk about in this book are what we call player scoreboards. Mm-hmm. They're simple, they're compelling, and the litmus test is the team keeping score? If you have to keep score for the team, it's not good enough. You should be able to catch them at a lunch break or anywhere, and they should know the score of the game.
Right.
And the whole emphasis is, and we'll go back to your analogy of the bilge pump. The whole emphasis is the team just caught up in bailing the water, or are they with you focused on the bilge pump, and are they bought into the plan?
Right, right.
And the score, we found that scoreboard's critical.
And if you get to that point, accountability becomes easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. When the simpler and the clearer the game becomes, the easier accountability. A lot of leaders want accountability, and accountability doesn't mean being a tough boss. It means accountability, and the type of accountability we talk about in this book and the work that we've done is accountability to personal commitments that people are making around a game they can influence. It's very disheartening when people feel like they're accountable for stuff they can't control.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where, you know, a lot of times accountability, we blame the employee for accountability when we probably really should be blaming the leadership style.
Yeah, it really starts with the leader. Yep.
So, all right, so last thoughts. We got a minute or so. What if you were putting a bow around this whole conversation,
yeah,
what would you say?
All right, well, when we started doing this, this was going to be the business results side of the Franklin Covey continuum, right? You know, mm-hmm. and this is our results methodology, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found was this amazing thing along the journey, which was the same rules, these same four disciplines of execution that are necessary for creating results, we believe are the secret for morale and engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an accidental discovery along the way. We just saw that there was light in these people's faces. When they, and this is the key point, when they feel like they're playing a winnable game.
Well, yeah, because when you're fighting the whirlwind, when you're fighting the alligators, people feel like they're out of control, and your leadership is a more shrill than it would have been otherwise. And when you can drop the level of shrillness and gain a little bit of control, that makes people feel a little more comfortable, doesn't it? A little more peace of mind.
We had no idea that's what we were going to find, and
yeah,
it's powerful. It's the number one driver of morale and engagement is, does the team feel like,
yeah,
they're winning? And the four disciplines are a methodology for creating a winnable game.
And it's called 4DX. Is it D4DX or 4DX?
Yeah, that's the nickname. The book is The Four Disciplines of Execution.
Right.
The website is 4DXbook.com.
4DXbook.com. Hey, Chris, will you come back again? You got more to teach us.
Anytime. This was a thrill. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thanks for being here. Chris McChesney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back after these messages. I'll be back, I should say. We'll get Chris back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.